Jesus asked two of his disciples, "Go into the village, and immediately as you enter it, you will find an unridden colt. Untie it and bring it. If anyone asks why, tell them, 'The Lord has need of it,' and will send it back immediately."
The disciples went into the village and found the colt and untied it. When the disciples were asked, they gave the answer Jesus had given, and those asking were satisfied to let them go. They brought the colt to Jesus and threw their coats on it for him to sit on. Others laid their coat on the road to form a path. Others still spread leafy branches from the field onto the road.
All who followed and went ahead shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna in the highest."
Save your me.
Passover lamb was sacrificed. Jesus' followers asked him, "Where do you want us to go to prepare to eat the Passover meal?" Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying, "Go into the city where a man carrying a jug of water will meet you. Follow him. When he goes into a house, tell the owner, 'The Lord says, where is my guest room in which I can eat the Passover meal with my followers? The owner will show you a large room upstairs that is ready. Prepare the food there.' The disciples left and went into the city where everything happened just as Jesus had said."
That evening, Jesus went to the upper room with the 12 disciples. While they were all eating, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, one of you will turn against me. Yes, one of you here eating with me tonight."
Each disciple was very disturbed and began to say, "It isn't me, is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one who dips his bread into the bowl with me."
With that, Judas got up quickly and left the upper room.
Jesus sadly responded that before the rooster crowed twice, Peter would deny him three times. Peter insisted again that he would never deny Jesus. The other disciples agreed.
Jesus then led them to Gethsemane. He asked him to sit here while I pray. He took Peter, James, and John with him as he went further into the garden. He grew very sad and discouraged. He shared that his heart was full of sorrow to the point of death. He asked them to stay and watch.
He stumbled a few yards away beyond them and fell to the ground pleading, "Abba, Father, you can do all things. Take away this cup of suffering, but do your will, not what I want." Jesus dragged himself back to his companions, only to find that they had abandoned him for sleep. He woke them, pleading with them to stay and watch with him, as his spirit wanted to do what was right, but his body was weak.
Again, he stood a few yards away and pled with the Heavenly Father for strength to face what lay ahead, and returned to find that his companions had abandoned him in their own weakness. He left them and returned to prayer. Upon coming back to them, he awakened them to let them know that his time was up. As he was speaking, Judas came up to him and kissed him. Those with Judas were sent by those who planned to Jesus' arrest and carried swords and clubs. When they saw Judas kiss Jesus, they immediately arrested Jesus.
That night, Jesus was dragged to the house of the high priest, where he faced the Jewish leaders while Peter was denying that he knew Jesus. What an awful night that was. They spat at Jesus, blindfolded him, and beat him with their fists. Afterwards, they sent him before Pilate, where the priests accused him of many things. Pilate wanted nothing to do with Jesus and sent him to Herod, where once again the priests repeated their accusations. Again, Jesus was silent.
Herod mocked Jesus by placing him in kingly robes and sent him back to Pilate. Pilate called together the people as well as the Jewish leaders and offered to free Jesus or Barabbas as part of his Passover tradition. The crowd chose Barabbas and demanded that Jesus be crucified. The soldiers moved Jesus to the praetorium and called their fellow soldiers to join in their mockery. They placed a purple robe on Jesus, smashed a crown of thorns down upon his head, and they beat him on his head with a stick as they shouted, "Hail the King of the Jews!" They spat on him and bowed low in mockery. When their fun wore out, they removed the purple robe and put his own clothes back on him, and they led him back out to be crucified.
As the soldiers nailed his hands and feet, Jesus whispered, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing," as each blow fell. It was about 9 in the morning when they dropped his cross into the ground. The Jewish leaders, along with the crowd, walked below him, shouting insults.
When the 6th hour came, a heavy darkness fell over the whole land until the 9th hour. As the darkness lifted, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, my God, why have you abandoned me?" After being offered a drink of vinegar, Jesus cried out, "It is finished. Into your hands I commend my soul."
Once again, darkness fell, and the ground heaved in a great earthquake. After permission was granted, Joseph brought fine linen to wrap Jesus' body in and laid him in a tomb. After the tomb was closed, the priest demanded that Pilate seal and guard the tomb. Permission was granted, and the Son of God rested through the Sabbath, cold and silent, in the sealed and guarded tomb.
On Sunday morning, earthquake shook the ground as the mightiest angel flashed to the earth to roll away the stone. The Roman guards trembled and fell to the ground like dead men as the angel delivered the message. "Son of God, come forth. Your Father has called you."
Spices on Jesus' body. They wondered who would open the tomb for them. It took them by surprise to find it opened with a young man dressed in white who shared that Jesus was alive. They ran back to the disciples to share the joyful news.